Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for Summer by Emma Dancy. Ecclesiastes 3 verse 1 says, "For everything there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven." The warm weather is coming, schools are letting out, and lemonade stands and pools are back in business. Summer is a wonderful time of the year. It is a season of rest, renewal, and bonding with loved ones. It is a season of harvesting many wonderful fruits and vegetables. It is a time of slowing down and reflecting. For many people, summer can fly by into the next school year season if not intentionally thought about. We can easily miss precious opportunities of intentionality, creativity, and good health. We can focus so much on vacations, camps, and family fun that we forget about the wonderful spiritual growth that can take place during this time. The Lord gives us rhythms in life, and this is a season of rest and joy. Today, we are going to take time to pray over this summer ahead. Let's pray. Our kind Father, thank you for the gift of summertime. Thank you for the opportunity to have a season of celebration, family time, renewal, and adventures. We pray that you would be the center of our thoughts and actions this summer. We ask that wherever we are and whatever we are doing, that we will glorify you with it. We pray that we would be dedicated learners of your word and give time to grow in understanding the Bible and memorizing scripture. We pray that we would worship our hearts out to you in song. We pray that we would honor you with our own creativity and talents, whatever that might be. Lord, help us not to waste this time away. Help us to have clarity in how we do life each day, in how we love our spouses, and in how we train our children up in you. Show us ways that we can be a blessing and witness to others in our communities. Give us eyes to see those around us who are in need of your love. As we make plans for travel or family experiences, give us wisdom and discernment on how to be good stewards and where to go for special memories to be made. Help us to represent you whether we stay or go. God, you say in Genesis 8:22, as long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease. You have set up the seasons so that we could live in them and worship you in each one. As we enter summer, may it remind us of your great faithfulness and provisions to us. May it give us joy as we see you bring back flowers, design new sunsets, and bring up morning dew again. Will the heat remind us of the warmth and goodness of the sun that you have created, which sustains life here for us? Help us to know that you are gifting us with this season of summer to enjoy, rejoice, and worship. We celebrate that you are the God of the harvest and that we can see the beauty in your creation. Proverbs 10 verse 5 says, "He who gathers crops in summer is a prudent son, but he who sleeps during harvest is a disgraceful son." God, help us not to be like the disgraceful son. Help us not to be lazy and careless just because of summer. Help us to be like the prudent son who gathers crops and uses his time wisely. It is so easy to allow a slower season to become a wasted one. Please give us drive and passion to serve you wholeheartedly and to live our days to glorify you in the work that we are called to in this season. Help us to enjoy this summer to its fullest and to find joy in the purpose in which you call us to each day. Lord, we praise you for this beautiful, exciting, and restful season. Help us not to let it go by without seeking you in the midst of it. We pray that we would bring you glory with our time, our rest, and our efforts. Amen.
Want to learn more about God and His will for your life one verse at a time? I'm Quenice Petway, co-host of the Your Daily Bible Verse podcast. I'm inviting you to tune in and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.